Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The End Begins.
But what are we supposed to do now?
I don't know, Tal.
Because the bombs are still coming down, and all kinds of buildings around this one are starting to collapse, so really it just feels like a matter of time.
We know, Tal. This isn't helping.
But then, what are we supposed to do?
There's nothing you can do. Take down as many airplanes as you want. We have plenty more. And they'll just keep coming until this whole city is rubble.
Can somebody shut him up?
I liked him better when he was unconscious.
Well, we've learned one thing for certain. No matter whether they ride horses or aeroplanes, knights are all the same.
You really think that guy is a knight?
If it kills monsters, it's a knight.
Seems perfectly happy to kill the rest of us, too.
That sounds like at least one knight I know.
Saints, could these people be working for Sir Galahad?
He did open the way for them. But how could they have coordinated the attack?
Something funny to you?
Ignore him, Amaryllis. Once we've decided on a plan for our own safety, we'll consider what to do with him.
I say we leave him tied up right where he is. Let him see how he likes one of those bombs falling on his head.
Could we still make it down to the city beneath?
I have not seen any glass leviathans since the last. I think they've stopped the transport.
What is it? What?
You really just don't know anything up here, do you? You're like animals. It would be adorable if it wasn't so sad.
You keep saying that. What is it? What is it we don't know?
Amaryllis.
Shut up. Look at him, that smug... Ugh!
You're like squirrels in a forest fire. All you're thinking about is how to jump to the next tree. But it's not the tree you're on that's the problem. It's the whole forest. It's everything. You still think there's going to be somewhere to run to when this is all over. But we'll take this city. And another. Until this entire plateau is ours.
Plateau?
A plateau. A land surrounded by a sharp drop on all sides. But he can't mean the universe.
What does that mean? The universe is... The universe, it's everything.
This pilot seems proof enough that it is not, in fact, everything, doesn't he? I saw their aeroplanes flying from over the edge, flying up from where there should be nothing. Saints above, all that we've called universe, the northern wilds and southern frosts, the western wastes and wayward east, all ringed by what we thought was an endless drop, it is all... What? Just one tall plateau on some far greater plain? Our saints, the protectors of one corner of one pebble in a grand desert?
But you're saying the destruction won't stop in Silvershore. After this, you all are going to destroy everything else too.
Adorable. Like animals.
Answer the question.
Do you know what it means when I answer your questions? It means you're doomed. Because the only reason I would ever answer you is if there's not a thing you can do about it. Do you understand that? Your friend, who talks like a thesaurus, gets it. Everything you've ever known, everything you've ever heard of, is just one weird speck of our world. You've only survived this long because we let you. Because it was convenient to let you. Now it's more convenient to get rid of you, and that's what we'll do, monsters and traitors both. Everything you've ever known, and everything you've ever heard of, gone. So no, this city is not the end. And this harvest has been a long time coming.
Then we know what we need to do.
We do?
We have to get back to the Second Citadel and warn everyone. And the Western Wastes, and the Southern Frost, and every big settlement of monsters. We have to get back and warn them because otherwise, what's happening in Silvershore will happen everywhere. But we can't... What is it now?
You'll tell everyone, and they'll do... What?
I don't know, but someone somewhere will have an idea and... Shut up. You shut up or I swear
Myrilla.
And don't any of you try to stop me. How can you stand him? Treating us like we're idiots when we crashed his aeroplane and tied him up. He's the idiot, not me.
But does he even matter? We need to figure out what we're going to do. How we're going to escape.
Oh, friend, if you start up with that again, I swear...
Please, friends, please. If we're going to survive this, we must not be divided.
Angelo is correct. We must remember, we have a common enemy. And I believe I've thought of a way for us to unite against him and escape Silvershore in one shot.
You have? But how?
Between us all, we've managed many ways across the mirrored plains. Amaryllis and I went beneath it. Several of you walked across it. One of you skipped it entirely. But none of us has ever tried to go above it.
Above it? You mean fly above it? Oh, friend Lizard, I think I see where your mind has taken you, and I like it very much indeed.
We will interrogate this aeroplane pilot until he gives up the secrets of operating his flying craft. It still appears to be in good condition, floating by the harbor. We will then commandeer the aeroplane and fly it across the mirrored plains.
You want to steal one of those things?
I'm with him. We just found out Galahad is here. Now we're going to leave?
No, I'm pretty sure we should, leave. But we don't know anything about aeroplanes. Aren't their bellies full of explosions and cannonballs? And how do they even stay in the air if they don't flap their wings? And...
It seems no more dangerous than our present situation. Unless someone has another idea. Then this is what I propose. I will prepare myself. Then interrogate this man for information on how to operate his aeroplane. With his guidance, we will board the device and escape Silvershore as quickly as possible.
Good luck. But you won't get anything out of me. All I have to do is wait.
Wait? Wait for what?
1 hour.
What will happen in 1 hour?
It does not matter. That is just one more answer I must pull from him. One way or another. Now clear the room. I must prepare. Well, are you ready to begin? We could finish this much more quickly if you'd just talk.
I've trained for this day all my life. Death doesn't scare me. And neither do you, monster.
I suppose we'll see if we can't change that. Now, let's begin with what information you'll give me freely. Is there anything you'd like to volunteer? Charming. I can't help but notice that your demeanor has changed since the others left this room. I take it I have something to do with that.
They show us pictures of you things when we are in training, you know? I thought I was prepared, but seeing you moving around, I've never seen anything so disgusting.
Then there are no monsters where you're from.
We make sure of it.
A land of only humans and their machines. My, that sounds dull. And you would give your life for such a place.
Any day of the week.
I don't see the need. As far as I know, nobody in the universe, that is, nobody on our plateau, knows your band of humans even exists. We pose no threat to you.
We pose no threat, says the lizard who's gonna torture me.
Torture? No, no. Do not misunderstand me, human. I have no qualms about harming you or any other creature that would pursue my death with such dedication. I can defend myself. But torture is a poor tool for gathering information. It encourages its target not to speak the truth, but to speak whatever will make the pain stop. I don't have time to sort the latter from the former. And I suspect my companions would not approve, regardless.
then you're all cowards up here too. Not willing to get your hands dirty.
If you truly believe that, I do not think your people are as advanced as you do. But I do not need torture because what I have is trade. And in return for your assistance, I can offer you something I think you'd like very much indeed.
You don't have anything I want that we won't just take from you?
I have your life. I think you might want that. Tied here, you would not survive the continued attack on Silvershore. But if you were to come with us on your aeroplane, and if you were to instruct us in its operation, you might well survive.
I'm not afraid.
A lack of fear is not bravery. It is forced ignorance. Think about your home, off-universe human. Surely you'd like to return to it. You must have a family, loved ones, something.
Don't talk about them.
What are their names?
I'd never let a thing like you know.
Do they all hate us as much as you where you're from? Perhaps one or two thinks you a fool to spend your life on this. Perhaps you'd like to prove them wrong. Show that you're big and brave enough to take on the scary monsters from the safety of your aeroplane. Do you have children? What will they think of a father who was caught and died in an attack where he had every advantage? A man who couldn't even manage to get home alive?
They'll think their father was a hero. I'm doing this for them.
Are you now? And what will they gain when you destroy a city they will never even see? You do not need to die here, human. I detest you, but I love those humans out there much more than I loathe you, and I will offer you your life in return for theirs.
You love them?
You must love someone or something, don't you?
I do.
And tell me about them.
And everything I've told you, it's a lie. Just to buy time. We're full of monsters off the edge of your world. I'm married to one, and we have little monster babies together.
You will not mock me.
You make it pretty easy.
Very well. A different tack, then. Let us discuss your aeroplane.
You won't get a single word out of me, monster. Not one word.
I do not envy Lord Arum's task. That pilot, that vile man, he reminds me entirely too much of him. Just the sound of his laughter. Ugh.
If it makes you that uncomfortable, Angelo, maybe you should wait outside. It's probably just going to get worse from here.
Perhaps I will. Has anyone seen Ollie?
I think he went outside a little while ago.
I think this does not seem like an especially good time to split our group. I will look for him. Ale! Ale! Ah, there you are. But it is, well, rather dangerous outside. Perhaps we should return.
He's out there. Somewhere.
You mean Galahad?
Damien saw him, and I don't believe he's too far away now. I saw what he did to Milltown. He doesn't just like to kill. He has to watch.
But even so, now cannot be the time for us to consider him. We must escape, and soon. Our hour is nearly halfway up.
I know. Which means I have to make a decision, and I have to make it now.
All right.
That pilot, he talks just like...
Galahad.
A whole world full of Galahads. One was bad enough. Schoolboy, I don't think I'm getting in that aeroplane. I think I'm staying in Silvershore until Galahad is finished.
Ale, please, you can't mean this. To stay in this city as it's being destroyed would be certain death.
It's easier to hide one person than six. I'll figure something out.
And to take on Galahad alone.
What? You don't think I can beat him?
I believe you could do anything, Ale. But the danger... I couldn't leave you in such danger alone.
You're still on that condescending night stuff after all these years, huh? I don't need you to protect me.
I did not
mean... And I don't need you to tell me when it's time and when it isn't to go after Galahad. If I say it's time for me to kill him, that's what I'm going to do. He's the only reason I've been traveling with you all for years.
Ale, I don't think you mean that.
You aren't going to stop me. You're wasting breath just trying.
You misunderstand me. You intend to duel Galahad man to man, and I would never stand in your way. But I have fought that man, and I know there is not a shred of honor in him. The way he froze me in my tracks, the way he delighted in carving me to pieces. He will never allow a fair test of skills. I cannot allow you to walk into his trap, Ale. I can't lose you because I love...
Don't. Please, Angela. I can't hear that until after Galahad is gone.
Very well. But if you leave, I must follow. If there is any way to survive the onslaught of these aeroplanes, I know you can find it. But I also know you will be more careful if you have to protect not only yourself, but another as well.
So I'd better get it right or else you're dead.
That is the situation. I think this will not be the last difficult decision you must make if you intend to go after Galahad. But it is your quest, and I trust you. I will follow you wherever you decide to go. Well, should I tell the others that we're leaving?
No. They'll just try to talk us out of it, and they don't have time for that if they're going to get out of here. And we don't have time for that if we're going to find a place to hide. If you're coming with me, we have to leave right now.
Very well, then. I shall leave a note.
Angelo.
Our friends will not allow us to be left behind unless they know we've done it intentionally. If we do not want them to waste the little time they have looking for us, we must leave a note.
Gotta save everyone, don't you, Scooby?
I'm afraid you'll have to save us both next, Ale. I, like many men of generous size, have never been particularly adept at hiding. There, that should do it.
Well, you sure about this?
Ale, I have always thought that I would march into the end of the world with you. And though I never intended that to be literal, my feelings have not changed.
All right then, let's go. And Angelo?
Yes, Ale.
Thank you. I'm glad I won't be... I mean, I'm just glad that you... Thank you.
Lord Arryn's been in there a long time.
I know, Tal.
Is he... you know, good at this stuff?
I don't know. We don't really talk about it.
It's just that we only have 20 minutes left, and... Oh! Lord Arryn!
Did you do it? What did you get out of him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
If I said it was nothing, then it was nothing. And where is Damien? And Angelo and Ale? I've been disposed for 40 minutes and the group's completely fallen apart.
Damien went to check on Angelo and Ale just a minute ago.
I'm coming, Lord Arryn. But I'm afraid I'm coming with rather troubling news.
Oh, wonderful.
I found this note. It's from Angelo. He says that he and Ale have decided to stay in Silvershore.
What?
Stay in Silvershore? Is that even an option?
The note says that they will take their chances if it means the defeat of Galahad. And so our group dwindles further.
Oh, stupid.
It's absurd. With a guaranteed means of escape so close by, they'll just take their chances.
But is it guaranteed? We still don't know how to fly the aeroplane. What are we supposed to do?
Ah! Ha! That must be them. They must have seen sense.
Hi again. Did you miss me?
Cornier!
Stop me if you've heard this one, friends. The love of your life goes missing. So you set out to find her. You look over hill and dale, hither and yon, in this and that smoking crater, but she just won't peek her cute little head out.
Cornier, what?
I can't find my Caroline anywhere.
Witch. Time.
Oh, I know you don't, but that's all right. You need me, and for the moment, I need you.
What does that mean?
I've searched everywhere in Silvershore for my precious Caroline, and I just haven't found her. I can't even feel Olala's magic, and that makes you very lucky, poet boy, because it means you were right. Olala and my Caroline aren't in Silvershore anymore.
Then where in the universe are they?
I don't know, and isn't that fun? But I guess that means we're all road tripping together, friends. And in an aeroplane, so exciting. If only that nasty old pilot would give up his secrets, huh?
How did you know all that?
Oh, that's easy. I left my ear behind in case I needed to find you all later. I'll just take it back now. Thanks for keeping it safe for me.
On my back? You put it on my back?
So never fear, friends, because Kuan Yi is here to save the day. But if you want me to handle this for you, you'll have to let me do it my way. No, go easy on him. No, ask this, ask that. No, oh, you can't choke Damien anymore.
Okay, but actually, you can't choke Damien anymore.
Oh, not even a little? For old time's sake.
I'm afraid I must agree.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Can't you people take a joke?
Lighten up. My only problem's with that guy you've got tied up in there because he's in the way of us getting out of here. So, if you want my help, you let me do it my way. Sound good?
But are we certain that it's wise to...
Oh boy, if you think I'm still listening to a word you say, you just haven't been paying attention, have you?
Conceivably, we could still stop Kuan Yi?
Our time is nearly up, honeysuckle.
Even so...
I think the tall walls of that citadel you were raised in have given you very strange ideas about war.
What does that mean?
Perhaps this situation does not feel familiar to you three, but I have grown used to a world in which an entire civilization would rather I was dead. There is no room for mercy and no room for debate when your opponent's only position is, I will not rest until you have been destroyed.
The Citadel was attacked by monsters too, though.
A small group of them. And so you retaliated against every one of us and called it a war. At times you warred, yes, army to army, but you counted your victories in heads. No distinction between military and civilian, combatant or pacifist, only heads. That is not a war. It is an extermination. And that is exactly what these humans from off the universe's edge want. There is no negotiating with such a destroyer. I think a witch will understand that too. Serious.
Oh, would I joke about something so important when so much is on the line?
In my experience, yes.
What a tease you are.
But the pilot? How'd you get him to talk?
Who? Oh, him! We don't have to worry about him anymore.
Kuan Yi, you didn't kill him, did you?
Kill him? And make all that mess? Of course not, sweets.
Oh.
I just stole significant portions of his mind, leaving his body a brainless husk, trapped forever in a state between being and unbeing. A little trick I picked up from that mind-melting desert, which has given me so many other good ideas just like this one.
Oh, dear.
Kuan Yi, what happened to you?
The very worst that can happen, little Rilla. My eyes were opened. But on the upside, I absorbed everything he knew about aeroplanes into my mind, along with a couple of other fun little nuggets I just couldn't resist stealing. Anybody want to know the guy's favorite food? Oh, or you're not going to believe what he named his first kid.
That is entirely enough, I think, thank you.
You're probably right, sweets. After all, we only have 10 minutes before the really big bombs start dropping. Oh, I nabbed that too while I was in there. That's probably important.
Then, the pilot wasn't lying.
Then what are we doing? We have to get on that airplane.
Lord Aram, we must escape quickly.
Yes, of course. I am on my way.
Quickly, my love. We must swim to the airplane.
Not be accompanying you on this flight.
What? Lord Aram, don't be silly. You have to. You must.
I cannot. The aeroplane is made of anti-magic metal. To touch it, then to be completely sealed in it, my magical connection with the keep would be severed. I would cease to exist.
But that fruit, that dried fruit of the keep you ate when you were underwater.
It was the last of its kind. I told you as much.
If you knew this wasn't going to work, why didn't you say anything?
But, Lord Aram, commandeering the aeroplane was your idea. How could you...
And what was my alternative, Risk your lives just so I wouldn't be left behind? Ridiculous.
We could have found a different way.
Could we? Did you? Or would we have spent our last hour reassuring ourselves that we can still find a different way? There is another aspect of life as the hunted that I don't think you understand, my loves. It is that loss is inevitable. I will do my best to survive whatever comes next and return to you. But if I do not, I hope you two can find a way back to the happiness you had together before we met.
Lord Aram, there is no returning to a time before.
It's the three of us. Together.
Not for this journey, I'm afraid. Quan Yi, start the aeroplane.
Roger, Wilco.
Lord Aram.
Aram, you'd better stay alive, you hear me? You'd better come back to us or I swear I'll...
No more than that, but I will certainly try.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting the Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just search for the Penumbra Podcast on dftba.com to find posters, pins, apparel, soundtracks, and recordings of our live shows. You can also make a one-time donation to the Penumbra via PayPal at the Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts, and at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Noah Symes and Melissa Enulet and co-creator Harley Takagi Kaner.
Right. Outright bigotry and mere privilege, basically, you know, to distill it down.
Yeah, ignorance and privilege.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, how interesting and challenging for him to be in a relationship with two people who don't know what his experience is like.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, The Emerald Eight, This Podcast, Haha, Tony in the Case of the Final Season, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Ren, Cody Spaghetti, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky. Thank you, Penumbra team, for your amazing work. Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, Ferdinand Entrelac, Adrienne S., Sydney Has Been Taken Over, Shelley Schrode, Kevin Plisse Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Jammy, Nelson, Osipete, Evit Kani, Diana Kaz, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow thinks 114 degrees is too hot, Theo Alex Dean, Nate Gibson, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, Allison Hull, Stryker Flynn, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Guess Who Now Murmurs O St. Damien Every Time Something Mildly Distressing Happens, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Mero, Genetic, Minchowski, Showing Up to the Beginning of the End 7 months Late with Starbucks, Ash, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The End Begins, was told by the following people: Jason Mellon as Talfrin, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Melissa Enulet as Rilla, Noah Symes as Lord Aram, and Jimily as Ale, Matthew Zanzinger as Damien, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, and Craig Phillips as the pilot. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.